T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So yesterday, Ken Rosenthal wrote an article in The Athletic about a lot of things baseball related, and he had a couple of paragraphs about the Mets, and basically that the Mets are ready to entertain trade offers for, quote, virtually everyone on their roster, according to sources. But, and this is the key, they prefer to keep their best controllable players, those guys being Amed Rosario, Brandon Nimmo, Michael Conforto, Seth Lugo, Robert Gazelman, and Jacob DeGrom. Now, okay. That one name that wasn't mentioned was Noah Syndergaard.
I know, right.
Basically, that they are more open to dealing Syndergaard than they would be Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Well, because Syndergaard's not pitching.
Right.
No. DeGrom is.
And he's not as good as DeGrom. I mean, let's be honest with that, too.
Yeah, the edge that Syndergaard has is that he's younger.
Right.
And I'll tell you this about the two of these guys. I think DeGrom is more signable than Noah Syndergaard from this standpoint. When Noah gets to free agency, which is a year after Jacob DeGrom gets to free agency, Noah's going to be very young. And as we've talked about in the past, it's rare that guys can get to free agency at that young of an age. The Bryce Harper, Manny Machado free agency is special because of that. Noah is going to be in his 20s upon free agency. DeGrom's going to be 33.
Yeah, he's 30 this year. Soon. I think his birthday's soon.
It's coming up, I think, in the next week or so.
Right.
So when Jake is in free agency, even if he's coming off a great year, even if he keeps this up, he'll get paid. But I think Syndergaard's got the opportunity to break an even bigger bank year-wise and even money-wise because of his age. So if the Mets are not going to buy out any years, which they should, and they should have done that a while ago, and they're going to really let guys get to free agency, obviously you risk losing them in a major, major way. And I think that DeGrom would be the more reasonable guy to bring back than Syndergaard.
But they should pay him now.
Of course they should.
They should be paying DeGrom right now. That's also, Kernan also made that comment.
Well, but you know what?
They should.
They should pay him now, but let's go back 6 months ago. That's when they should have paid him. And we were mentioning that on the air, that the time was then to do it. DeGrom was coming off a good year, not a great year, but he made the starts, and he threw his innings. And you could have went to a guy who was just turned 29.
I thought he had a pretty good year last year, considering how bad the team was. He was very good.
Well, that's what I said. He had a good year, not a great year.
Right.
He didn't have a great year.
Well,
he had a good year.
He was very good.
He had his moments.
Some.
I love Jake. I'm just being fair about it.
Yeah, all right.
That's all. But that was the time.
He didn't pitch as well as this year.
This year.
I mean, he's having a sick year.
This year ranks amongst any year you could find.
Yeah.
It's got a 1.5 ERA.
We've been through this before. I am sick and tired of seeing these guys, top flight Met players, DeGrom obviously being one, go somewhere else. I'm sick of it, bro. I got to tell you.
No kidding.
I know you.
Because they haven't had guys do it, that's for sure.
Yeah, I understand they did. They paid David Wright, and it didn't work out, which is so Met-like. But I am sick of seeing these guys, you know, go somewhere else. I'm tired of it.
Oh, of course. Of course, I think you need to be smart with guys. And the Mets have tried this in the past. The Yankees don't do it as much. The Mets try to buy out arbitration years from guys, except they all seem to backfire.
It's the wrong
John
guy.
Neese, Juan Laguerre.
Yeah, right.
And it doesn't work. They should be doing it with Jacob DeGrom. It may be too late now because his value is so high that his agency is going to say, fine, here, give me $200 million.
Right.
The other thing that was interesting from Ken's column was Manny Machado. How the Red Sox are amongst the teams that have contacted the Orioles about Manny Machado.
For a trade,
yeah. I mean, the Orioles have to trade. If they're not re-signing him, they have to trade him.
I agree.
And I think it's really interesting to figure out, okay, if they decide they're going to trade him, where do they go with it? What team offers a big package back for a guy that they may not necessarily re-sign?
Yeah.
And I was looking around baseball because I think it's going to take a huge package. The team that I think it needs to be worth it for, where they won't re-sign the guy, but they're looking to win it all, to me, has to be the Indians. That's the team. Because
I could see that.
They have to win.
Yeah.
You know, enough's enough.
Win
they
now,
win.
Not bringing them back, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I could see that.
Because I think if you're giving up a big package like that, because I assume
the window is closing on this team.
I saw a very interesting idea, and I got to give the guy credit, because I was the only guy I ever saw tweet this idea. That was very interesting. Was Joe Giglio, who won. Didn't he win the contest?
Yeah. Was he the guy from, where was he? He wasn't the one that was at Mike's, when they were honoring Mike for the eighth time?
No, I don't think he was there before he retired the first time.
But I don't think he was there, but he was one of
the contest that they had.
Oh, I know. The fantasy phenom.
Dove's not paying attention, so he doesn't care. Fantasy phenom contest.
I was. I just forgot I was called.
Yeah, me too.
Fair enough.
Fantasy phenom. Thank you.
Well, Giglio's put together a nice career.
Jastrzemski, of course, has made a...
JJ, absolutely.
What is Giglio doing?
He's down in Philly now.
Oh, he's in Philly.
I follow him on Twitter.
Oh, he's got a regular show in Philly?
He does nights in Philly, and I haven't listened to him, but I like him on Twitter. He's good. He's interesting.
Okay.
And he came up with a very good idea. So, Giglio, if you're listening, I love this idea. I don't love it. I think it's interesting. I want to take that back. That the Orioles should go to a team and say, all right, you know what? You want Manny Machado? We're going to give you Manny Machado. And we're not even going to ask for that much back. Take Chris Davis. That is the worst contract in the history of baseball.
It's pretty bad.
Now, the negative to that is, wait a second.
Ellsbury's up there.
No, this is worse.
Yeah.
Because Ellsbury is at least not playing, so you don't see him. Right. Davis plays and he's hitting 130.
It is unbelievable.
The negative to that is, wait. If you're the Orioles and you're trading him, you got to get prospects back. But it's an opportunity to get rid of that horrible contract. Because if you go to a team, and I don't think the Indians qualify for this, maybe it's the Red Sox.
But the Indians aren't going to bring Davis.
Exactly. Maybe it's the Red Sox. You go to the Red Sox and say, look, you could have Machado. We're not even going to ask for big-time prospects, but you got to take this horrific contract. I thought it was an interesting idea. I just think it would be tough if you're the Orioles to sell to your fans, because imagine how we'd react if that happened. Selling to your fans, we got nothing for Manny Machado.
Right.
Just so we could get rid of this contract.
Right. Well, we saw the Mets do that with about five. Now, none of them were Manny Machado, but we saw them do it with about five guys last year.
On a much smaller scale.
Right.
Yeah.
We just want to dump salaries.
Yeah, they put the value of the contracts as a bigger priority than prospects. Yep. And that's what that would be doing. But I thought it was interesting because Chris Davis is, and this is not hyperbole, these are the facts, he may be the worst player ever this season. Like, seriously, there's very rarely been a guy this bad who gets the ability to play. Usually, if they're this bad, they don't play anymore.
Yeah.
That's why he really is hitting this historic level of ineptitude, and he has so many years left on this contract. I think he's got 5 years left on the contract.
Boy, what were they thinking?
4 more years left on the contract. I don't know. Here, he's hitting 150, Joe.
Is that what he's hitting right now?
150.
How many home runs do you have?
4.
Oh, God.
15 RBIs,
wow.
86 strikeouts in 57 games. He may be the worst player ever.
He makes Bruce look like Trout.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say exactly what you said. He makes Jay Bruce look like Trout.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And he is signed until 2022, and he's got to be making $20-plus million a year.
That's unbelievable.
He's 32 years old, so he's not even 37. He's just completely lost it.
I often wonder this, and, of course, you and I will never be in this position, but I often wonder this.
What's that?
You're Chris Davis. You are stinking it up, and you making all this money. What are you thinking? What are you thinking about that?
I don't know. Is that bothering you?
You got to be embarrassed. Don't you?
Yeah, I think you do. You're a competitor.
I mean, that's something that's got to be eating at your brain.
It's got to kill you. And I understand he shouldn't walk away from the money. If a team gives you that money, why should you walk away from it?
You can't do that.
But you have to. Last year, he was bad. Okay, I get that. But last year, he had 26 home runs, and he had 215, which is terrible. He's hitting 150.
215 is bad, but at least he's not even on a pace to hit 15 home runs.
No, exactly. He's hitting 150. So it's a really good question. When he wakes up and goes to the ballpark.
I mean, what does he think?
I don't know what goes through his mind.
It would be eating me up.
Yeah. Because you know you're this bad when you're hitting 150.
Right. I'm looking at my paycheck saying, really?
$23 million a year.
150? 150 I'm hitting?
I mean, it may come to a point where you have to buy him out, where you almost have to write him a check for $80 million and say, we just can't look at you anymore.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing with Ellsbury. You're right. The Ellsbury contract is terrible. At least for now, you can forget about him.
They had an update on Ellsbury last night. I forget what they said about him.
Yeah, he's going to get cleared for baseball.
He's thinking about it. He will be doing, I think Michael Kay said he's doing baseball activities soon.
Soon.
Who's back first, Ellsbury or Cespedes?
Ellsbury. No, Cespedes, because the Yankees won't let him back. What are they going to do with
the guy? Yeah, no, they can't play. Right, there's no way to play him.
Now, the good news with Ellsbury, Yankee fans, is that he is signed next year, and he's signed after that, and then that's it. There's an option on him in 21, which obviously they're not picking him up. So his contract, as bad as it is still not as bad as Chris Davis.
Yeah.
And if Ellsbury played, he wouldn't be as bad as Chris Davis. He wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. He's got to be pretty bad to be worse than Chris Davis right now.
Last year,
when
Ellsbury played, the last 2 years, Ellsbury's basically put up the same numbers, which are not great. 260, 330 on base, couple of home runs.
Yeah, but this is brutality.
You can't play that. You imagine if that guy was in New York right now?
Oh, my God. No, we'd be going nuts.
Jason Bay
looked like he played well when he was a Met.
Sir, can you contact the Orioles and see if Chris Davis wants to come on?
He ain't coming.
Pick his brain.
How's he coming on? I would ask him that question, okay? Does it bother you that you're making all this money and you're not producing?
Not producing.
I don't know. I mean, it would bother me. I got to tell you. I mean, I'll never be in that position, but it would bother the hell out of me.
Even if it wouldn't, would you say it doesn't?
But there's a difference.
It's gotta bother him.
There's a difference between being really bad, right, and being that this is historic, because no baseball player ever could get away with this and still play. If you're this bad, they release you. They get rid of you when you're
right.
hitting 150 right. through 60 games.
No, man.
But because of his contract,
right. He makes Reyes look good. Now, Reyes isn't making any money, and he's not, and he's a part-time, part-time player.
That's a big difference.
That's a whole different world.
Reyes is the 25th guy on the roster.
Right.
He's making no money.
Right.
This guy's
right.
making $23 million a year.
Amazing.
Craziness.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.